On June 3rd, the Fergus Agricultural Society hosted the Agriculture Education Day for Grade 5 students for the second time ever at the Centre Wellington Sportsplex in Fergus. Organiser Rebecca Hannum says there were 28 stations which the students would rotate through, ensuring everyone gets a taste of everything.
We actually couldn't accommodate all of the schools that applied. There is a large demand for this, and it's a unique opportunity because most of these students, even in our local schools, don't come from a farm or have an agriculture background, which is different from decades ago. This is likely the first time for many of them that they're seeing farm animals or farm equipment up close, talking to a farmer in person or a vet or someone that works in agriculture. So it's a really unique opportunity all the way around today.
Topics touched on almost everything to do with food in the agriculture industry, including how food is brought to people's tables. Eggscape, a non-profit organization focused on educating school children on agriculture, was presenting all the different careers within the industry. Susan Dukeman is a retired geography teacher and has been working with Eggscape for about 7 years. Dukeman started her presentation by asking this question: how many of you want to become a farmer when you grow up? No hands in the group were raised in response to the question. Based on a report made in 2023 by the Canadian Agricultural Human Resources Council, about 54% of Canadians are, quote, unable to identify a job in the agricultural industry that is not a farmer. Dukeman says there are countless careers in the industry, and farmers are just the beginning of a vast supply network.
For example, the farmer grows the food, raises the animals that give us most of the food we eat, some of the products that we use like cotton or wool or leather, for example. That all comes from a farm, yes, but it doesn't come directly from the farm. It has to be moved by transportation, so transportation drivers. It has to be processed, turned into something else, like oats needs to go into Cheerios, or leather needs to be turned into belts and shoes. Cotton needs to be spun into yarn so we can make our t-shirts and our jeans. And that involves other people who do not work on a farm at all.
She also says many positions in the industry require a university education and are greatly beneficial to the farmers.
Just like everybody else does in their profession, they also have to have outside help. So we have people like agronomists or biologists or specialists in the industry that are university educated that can actually give farmers some of the knowledge they need to do their job well and sustainably.
Andrew Elgersma was an agronomist on the scene that day and was teaching kids about the significance of crop care.
Agriculture is the heartbeat of our economy in many ways, and I just think there's so many great things that connect kids to farming, and we've lost some of that over the years, and so I think it's really good that we get an opportunity like today to promote agriculture.
Elgersma works with farmers to enhance crop protection and improve sustainability. The significance of food was also presented by Jackie Fraser, one of the founding partners of Freybert's Fresh Food, and says not many kids these days know where their food comes from.
So it's just an opportunity for non-farm kids to meet farmers, to see livestock, to talk about agriculture. It's such an important part of Wellington County, just very important for kids to, you know where their food comes from.
Heavy Machinery was a popular station, with a sprayer and combine on display for kids to climb on and get a close look. Clayton Robotham of Premier Equipment says the kids are really fascinated by the complexities of the combine.
So far, everybody's having a blast. They're getting to climb up, touch, sit in the seat, see what their grandpa might have done, what their dad maybe does, or even if it's not in the family, just to see one up close and personal. It's kind of nice.
In regards to livestock, beef cattle is a significant portion of local farms in Wellington County. Andrew Orrick and Adam Bott of Beef Farmers of Ontario both have beef farms and were clearing up misconceptions on the beef industry. Bott feels lucky to be in this position, educating the future generations on how beef farming can be done effectively and sustainably.
A lot of kids don't get any experience anymore of either seeing animals or being on a farm or experiencing anything that's involved with farming. We take it as something that we're lucky enough to be able to do and be able to pass it along to these kids that don't get the experience.
Bott and Orrick have been touring around the area, attending events and visiting schools to teach kids about beef farming. Bott says the students were a little shocked to hear some of the insider information regarding beef farming. However, Andrew Orrick is impressed by how over the years, more kids are seemingly more interested in keeping beef cattle.
And I think it's getting better in our community that, this is where meat comes from. And these animals are treated humanely, and they're our livelihood, so we're going to treat them well and give them good lives on the farm.
He says farming is challenging but fulfilling.
Yeah, I love it. I had a different career, I would say 10 years ago, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
I'm Mick Horvath reporting for The Grand.